W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen speaking from India, where the G20 is taking place this week, reaffirming the U.S.'s support for Ukraine's war effort against Russia.
We also remain committed to support for Ukraine and recently put forward a supplemental funding request.
Her remarks come as President Biden is also on his way to India and will meet with world leaders. Former Trump administration official Peter Navarro convicted by a D.C. jury Thursday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House January 6 committee. Prosecutors in Los Angeles praising a court's decision to sentence that 70s show actor Danny Masterson to 30 years to life in prison.
She found justification for the fact that these sentences needed to be run consecutively for a total of 30 to life. And that was the right decision.
L.A. County District Attorney Reinhold Mueller speaking after Masterson was sentenced following his conviction earlier this year of raping two women. This is ABC News. A Florida man who tried to cross the Atlantic Ocean in a bizarre contraption is now facing federal charges.
He was first spotted by the Coast Guard about 70 miles off the coast of Georgia. 51-year-old Raisa Pelucci trying to cross the Atlantic in a giant floating hamster wheel. He called it a hydropod and said he was on his way to England. The Coast Guard called it a manifestly unsafe voyage and told him to leave the wheel. Coast Guard reports saying Pelucci first threatening to cut himself with a knife. Next day, he said he had a bomb and was going to blow himself up. After 5 days and the arrival of two Coast Guard cutters, Pelucci fessed up, no bomb. The Coast Guard finally getting Pelucci off the wheel, charging him Tuesday with obstruction of boarding and other violations. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Country music star Zach Bryan, who has the number one song and album right now, was arrested in Oklahoma for obstruction of an investigation. He apologized on Twitter, saying his emotions got the best of him in an interaction with Highway Patrol. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Alfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Yeah. It's like, well, the bank has a house.
The bank's letting us stay here.
Coffee cups and empty LaCroix cans and empty disposable coffee cups.
Come find me. I dare you. I got a ring system.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. It is Thursday, and I walked outside to walk my dog this morning, and considering how hot it was over the weekend, it almost felt like fall. And it was a lot cooler out than I was expecting, but that's okay. I think for some of us, it is very welcome to be a little bit cooler than it was over the weekend. But Greg Bach, how are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. Thank you very much for asking.
That's fantastic.
Great mood.
Love that. How was the open mic last night?
Oh, it was a thing.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. It was, we like to make fun of it because it's where comedians come to work on material and either bomb or, but it was really well attended. A lot of non-comics there just to watch. And we had some really great sets. You know, it's kind of an insular thing where you can either just work on your material or you can work with the room. And a lot of comics were working with the room and playing off other comics. It was a jovial time. But I think there were 40 comics.
Wow. That's a lot. That's a lot of people to hear in one night.
That's a lot of words.
A lot of comics. Well, that is always fun. If you would ever like to, if you're in the Milwaukee area, you're welcome to try your hand out at your stab at comedy and do the open mic at the Laughing Tap, which I still need to do.
Hey, I'm here to stab comedy. I want to be funny.
Stab.
I'm here to stab at comedy.
Yeah, come on down. Wednesdays. But I will say this. List goes out 7, fills up very fast. So if you want to go up earlier, get there like 6:40, 6:45. Because literally, we had 35 people on the list by 7:10.
Wow.
So yeah.
That is a lot.
Then I'll stab in comedy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have a fairly packed Thursday show coming up at 10:30. Trigvi Olsen's going to be here. So if you are a regular listener of Todd Alba's show, rightly named the Todd Alba Show, that is on from 1 to 3 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. You may have heard Trigvi before, but he is a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, and he was also, I got to hang out with him during the RNC debate 2 weeks. That was 2 weeks ago already. God,
what's time?
What is time? And so, but this is his debut on our show. So he tweeted out, I think it was over the weekend, a pretty impassioned response to the impeachment nonsense that is happening that we spent basically yesterday the entire hour on. And so we thought he'd be a good person to come on today because he specifically called out Robin Voss in his tweet about there, because they go way back, because Trigvy's a Wisconsin guy. He's been a lifelong Republican, lifelong conservative, that grew up under Tommy Thompson and knows these guys, right? No, like grew up with Scott Walker, grew up with Robin Voss, and has since left the party because, you know, the obvious of things falling apart as far as, you know, not believing in democracy. So he called out Robin Voss by name in that, and said, like, and was talking directly to him. So I'm interested to see if he got a response. So Trigvy will be here at 10:30. And then at 10:50, we're just giving away $100.
What?
Just giving it away. Just giving it away.
Kristen, that's crazy.
For the next 5 weeks, Auto Glass Now has sponsored 5 different $100 gift cards. And it's not just a gift card to go use at Auto Glass Now. It is $100 Visa card. So we're going to ask you to call in at 10:50 and just tell us what would you spend $100 on this weekend? What do you need in your life right now that $100 would really make a dent in?
Want to specify at 10:50.
At 10:50. Yes. At 10:50, we will take the first 3 callers. And then I get to be the judge, which I don't think. Maybe I know.
Oh, I should
I
find.
I feel like it's hard to pick.
I'm gonna find some people's court music to play underneath while you're deciding. Dun, dun,
dun. Oh, perfect.
All right.
Perfect. And then in the second hour, we got public service announcement. Dr. Kristen Lyerly is here. I have some pelvic floor questions for her. how much do you know about your pelvic floor, Greg?
It's hardwood.
It's refurbished.
There was a lot of carpeting on it, and we pulled it up, and we're like, "Oh my gosh, look at this beautiful flooring!" And we're like,
"Pelvic floor."
Yeah, we just got in there with some sanders, and we're like, and now it makes the value of the home 10% more.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, you were talking. Oh, I thought we were talking about houses.
No. Unless your body is a temple and that is your house.
You've seen me eat. My body is not a temple. Temple of doom.
So if you have any questions for the doctor, feel free to text or call those in 844-967-2789. And then we will round out the show with J.R. Radcliffe from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to give us a Packers, Brewers, Badgers, all things sports update. But to start the show, I read this morning and I was very... This is incredibly surprising to me because I feel like so much of what we've been talking about has been, you know, we talk about workforce issues, we talk about labor shortage, we talk about the difference between unemployment and labor participation rate. But I really had thought, especially I think coming out of the pandemic originally, like in 2021, at least the Wisconsin numbers were terrible for working moms and how many of them had gone back to work. But apparently, the U.S. has just hit its smallest ever workplace gender gap, which is, to me, goes against conventional wisdom of, I feel like, what the media has been talking about. But working women have made historic gains, and those with young children are leading the charge. So this is according to latest numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. First, workforce participation rates were 57.7% among women and 68.2% among men as of August. So this is a 10.5 percentage point difference, and that's the narrowest that has ever been. So right now, we have the smallest gap ever between how many men are working and how many women are working. And then on top of that, for full-time work, the gender pay gap decreased in Q2 to only 16 cents. Granted, this is an average, and if anyone who studies this knows that there's a difference between races and there's more ways you can cut that data. But on the whole, just all men to compare to all women, it was a 16 cents. So for women, we're making 84 cents for every dollar that men were make, which is the smallest disparity on record. This is good news, but it's also very surprising news because I feel like this is not how we've been talking about it. Am I wrong there?
No, it reminds me of the conversation we had weeks ago about the economy where we're being fed one idea and then all these numbers coming out saying job creation's up, inflation has flattened, we are nowhere near a recession, and I think about that every day. Because
do
on
you really?
Yeah, because on TV, you listen to other people on the radio, they're always like, the economy is in the toilet. I'm like, it really isn't. But because we're being fed the information all the time, we think it is. So it's just like, we're not going into the statistics and really looking at the facts.
Yeah. And so, because this goes hand in hand. We'll get there in a second as far as what we've been talking about as far as working parents. But at least what they're saying these catch-ups are being driven by is specifically women between 25 and 54 years old, and their labor participation rates are higher than ever, and they're outpacing men's post-pandemic work rebounds, which I just feel like that was a different story 2 years ago when before childcare were still closing all the time and there was still just not that same flexibility. But this is like the largest increases in workforce participation came from mothers of children under 5. Again, very surprising, who are working more now than they did in 2019, according to the Brookings Institution. So this is all good. I think this is all good news. Granted, some people who think that some people who think women should not be working and should be just home raising children may not think this is good news. I think this is good news. But part of the reason that this has been working is because of the flexibility that so many companies have been giving to their employees. And so if you were a mom who's staying home or has flexible work hours, it's been easier to work remotely than figuring out childcare, going into the office. And so the fear is now that many companies who are trying to reinstate in-person work policies are jeopardizing that remote work flexibility that allowed so many of these women to be in the workforce, rejoin the workforce and do their jobs while they're home with their kids. And like all the things we've talked about with remote work, right? It's like, well, I can finish this early. I can pick up my kids. I can do this. Like I can work as long as I get my work done. I don't have to be in the office and how much better that works for my life. So that's compounded by the end of the pandemic era childcare aid, which we've talked about a lot on the show and we'll continue to talk about because yesterday there was a hearing about it in Madison. So there's a chance that we are at risk for like this very good news not lasting very long.
Yeah, which that article was disheartening.
Yeah, so it's because it's one thing that we've talked about in Wisconsin, but nationwide, 70,000 struggling daycare programs may close this year, which would leave nationwide 3.2 million children, the parents of 3.2 million children scrambling. So maybe not get too excited for too long, but we will keep talking about this after the break, and we will also get to some of the things that happened at the hearing yesterday after, because we talked about last week, the Republican plan to fix the child care crisis in Wisconsin, and they heard from some child care providers yesterday. So we will talk about that. If you have thoughts on any of this, we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We'll be back right after this.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 52. Overnight under overcast skies, north winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 67. Lows dip down to about 49 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. 70 chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry, along with Greg Bach on the board. And just a reminder, at the end of this hour, so not now, but at the end of the hour, we are giving away $100. How good of a deal is that? Autoglass Now is sponsoring five different $100 gift cards that we're giving away every Thursday at 10:50. And all you need to do is call in and tell us, what would you spend $100 on this weekend? Give us your most compelling reason, and I will be the judge. So it's totally biased. So you get to try to get into my head to think, what would Kristen be most compelled by?
Here's a hint. Baby anything.
No, not at all. No. Not at all. But yeah, so speaking of baby and childcare, we were talking about this headline I saw this morning from Axios that the U.S. has hit its smallest ever workplace gender gap, which I found to be very surprising. I think it's a very good thing, but I did find it to be surprising when we talk so much about struggling, why parents are not going back to work. But it sounds like, according to, I mean, this is literally from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there is a lot of women working right now. But the fear is that with more companies saying you have to come back to work in and in person, and you like cutting remote hours, and on top of that, the amount of childcare providers that might be closing nationwide, also in Wisconsin, that the strength of this participation rate of working moms, working parents in general, but specifically working moms that made so many gains, will falter. And, you know, right now the cost of, there's a mass exodus of working mothers. Like, if there is a mass exodus of working mothers, it could worsen the labor shortage, which we are feeling acutely in Wisconsin. And so thus it gets us to the Republican plan to ease the childcare crisis. It got a hearing yesterday, which was pretty quick because considering they just introduced these last week. Was it Thursday or Friday, Greg, that we kind of went through the six that got introduced and we said, will any of these work?
I think it was Friday.
Friday. Yeah. So this was a pretty, considering some bills, like the Safe Harbor bill, which we've talked about before, that, you know, would end prosecuting children who are in like sex trafficking. And that one just seems to not be able to get a hearing or get moved forward at all.
This one
really got pushed through quickly. So, and not only that, I think after the hearing yesterday, Robin Voss also said that they're ready to have a full floor vote on this. And it's kind of like, and so a bunch of providers, childcare providers, did testify, and largely it was what we talked about last week. Cause I think as we were talking about it, it was said, all right, we don't own daycares. We don't know exactly what the ins and outs of like what would help them would be. But my intuition said deregulation is not necessarily getting to the root of the problem. And the root of the problem is they can't pay. These businesses work at like 1-2% profit margins. Most companies, most small businesses work at like 10-20% profit margins. So like their ability to pay a living wage to their workers is basically non-existent. So just because you can attract more workers by deregulating and having 16-year-olds provide childcare, or, you know, have more people or like fewer people take care of more children, like that doesn't change how much you can actually pay them and how many people are like, yes, I want to be paid $12 an hour to watch 7 kids. Like, Greg, do you want to do that?
No. Absolutely not. But, you know,
go ahead.
I was going to say, but I read the article, I realized they were creating a cycle for the industry, though. It's like they have the loan program expanding the amount of kids you can look after, and then also lowering the age, which means you can pay them less. It's not a solution. It's just that that's their twisted way of thinking, well, that'll solve the problem.
Well, and there were some people who testified that some of the bills would create more flexibility for their operations. And then it's like, it's not, I feel like there were some people who said this is not all bad, but it doesn't get to the root of what we're dealing with. And then there was like the core constituency who's been saying this, none of this is the same as funding childcare counts, that ultimately like there is a market failure that's happening versus what families can and are willing to pay. Well, there's one can pay at all, should have to pay, versus how expensive it is to provide childcare. And so like when there is a market failure, is that not when the government needs to step in? That like there is something that like the economic like trade-off right now is not working. And so like we come back to the same thing of like we need to be able to fund this, and not just because, you know, people don't want to take care of the kids, but also for the first reason of where we started with the headline of we want people in the workforce. We want working moms, don't we? Because we're already in a massive labor shortage. So we'll see. I don't know if Tony Evers would sign this if they get the full support of enough votes in the assembly and this moves on to the Senate. I don't know if he's said that he has not been, I think on its face, this has not been something that he supports, but
no.
We will continue to track it. All right. Well, we got to take another break, but when we come back, speaking of Robin Voss and the assembly, Trigvi Olsen, a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, is making his debut on this show, not on the station, not on the network. He's a regular on Todd Alba's show, but we are very happy to have him for the first time on our show. And we're going to talk about his request to his old friend, Robin Voss. And we'll see if he got a response to that. So stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen speaking from India, where the G20 is taking place this week, reaffirming the U.S.'s support for Ukraine's war effort against Russia.
We also remain committed to support for Ukraine
and recently put forward a supplemental funding request.
Her remarks come as President Biden is also on his way to India and will meet with world leaders. Former Trump administration official Peter Navarro, convicted by a D.C. jury Thursday of contempt of Congress for defying a subpoena from the House January 6 committee. Prosecutors in Los Angeles praising a court's decision to sentence that 70s show actor Danny Masterson to 30 years to life in prison.
She found justification for the fact that these sentences needed to be run consecutively for a total of 30 to life. And that was the right decision.
L.A. County District Attorney Reinhold Mueller speaking after Masterson was sentenced following his conviction earlier this year of raping two women. This is ABC News.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we are very excited to have his debut on this show. Not debut on Civic Media, not debut on any of the stations, but Trigvi Olson, Senior Advisor to the Lincoln Project. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. We're very excited to have
Thanks,
you here.
Kristen. I'm excited to be here. And I'll tell you what, Greg's lead-ins are hot. Got
some rush. Thank you.
Smelton, John, you know, ironically, I went digging on YouTube for clips of Elton John's concert in LA in 75 because
Dodger Stadium?
Apparently, yeah, You know what? There is some amazing clips of that concert. And what that's like an iconic concert.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Including when he was playing The Bitches Back and Benny and the Jets. So yeah. I don't know how I ended up on
I
that.
Just, but I was but
over the weekend,
question.
I did. I just...
Well,
yep, so.
not to plug a company, but Disney Plus has... or yeah, Disney Plus has his farewell concert at Dodger Stadium with tons of guests, so... Just, you're
in fact,
welcome.
That's why I went trolling it, is because my daughters and I were watching that on Disney.
Yeah.
Oh, we went searching for a Marvel movie and ended up watching Elton John's last concert. So.
There you go. You two could probably, I mean, I feel like if I let you, but I'm not going to because we only have Trigvy for this segment, you guys could also talk about the Wham documentary that is Trigvy was talking about.
Oh my God. Have you watched it? It's the greatest.
You guys can talk about it offline.
I talked about it on my show, and all these people started tweeting me who watched it. True.
All right. I'm going to put the kibosh on that.
We digress.
Because we have a serious topic to talk about. I spent about almost the entire hour yesterday complaining and being fairly upset, and I think you were equally upset about the prospect, the very real prospect, that the Wisconsin GOP may seriously impeach Janet Protasiewicz. And you had a fairly impassioned tweet about this over the weekend as a former Republican, still conservative, Wisconsin guy, who grew up with Scott Walker, Robin Voss. Like, you know these guys. Like, I talk about these guys. I've never met them. So it's easier for me to kind of have, you know, my removed opinions and just judge them on your actions. But you know these guys. And, like, what are they thinking?
Yeah, I mean, to your point, right, like in Wisconsin, at least when we were coming up in the 80s, you know, Badger Boys State Student Council, all that stuff, college, Scott was at Marquette and Robin was at Whitewater, I was at Eau Claire. I don't know. They you talk about people who kind of, it seems to me, have lost their way. And what I keep coming back to on this one is, I don't understand if you'd think after Scott Walker did Act 10 and the firestorm and the legacy that's left him with. I mean, that will be his legacy as governor, and it will not be a positive one. Maybe that in Foxconn. Or getting conned out of Foxconn. But and if Robin Voss goes down this path, it is going to be a national storm of epic proportions of outrage about it, because it really is an attack on separation of powers and really a basic schoolhouse rock, right? We have three branches of government. This is the legislative branch going after the judicial branch and trying to say we have more authority than you do. That will be his legacy. I don't know. You know, I got into that in the tweet. Like, where did some of us go down the line that if, you know, you would be outraged that the other side is doing it, you should be outraged if your side is doing it. Where some people went astray on that, and I don't know. It's a great question, actually.
Well, and it's so interesting because, I mean, I think Charlie Sykes wrote about this week. Vox has written about this. It's been national. It's already making national headlines that they're even willing to do this, right? And they're even considering this, because as much as it's also just the fact that this, as I think this is the Vox headline this morning, is the Republicans' party to rule the state of Wisconsin forever. Yeah. Because literally, if they continue down this path of opening the door to have a simple majority impeach whomever they want, how is there any recourse for that? We just continue down this cycle. And do you think that there is enough, I don't know, is there enough people in the currently in either the Assembly or State Senate to stand? I mean, I guess it doesn't even matter if the State Senate does or not, because that's the point, right? It's the limbo that this can create.
I mean, that's the thing, right? If the it's all about the Assembly, because if the Assembly moves to impeach her and impeaches her, then the Senate basically holds the card of we'll have the trial when we have the trial, and she can't do anything until then, right? She's recused on everything, whether it's healthcare rights for women or redistricting or any of the other cases that are sitting there before the court. And so it really is a a blatant, and that's why it will be national news, a blatant power play to, you know, exert the power of the judicial branch by the executive branch. Now, she could resign, I guess, and Evers could appoint somebody else, but then they could just go down the same process. It's a terrible precedent. It's a terrible precedent nationally. To be honest, though, you're seeing some other places where those who believe in this independent legislature sort of tomfoolery that got beaten down in the Supreme Court, Georgia, they've tried the same thing. The difference in Georgia is, quite frankly, Brian Kemp, the Republican governor, said, no, that's not the case, and you're not impeaching the DA in Fulton County for bringing charges against Donald Trump. You're just not removing her. I'm not doing that. This is not the way Georgia works. The elections were free and fair. The idea that Brian Kemp would be showing more courage than Robin Voss, you know, I mean, and here's the other thing, though, you know, this is going to require Tony Evers to lead and get out around the state and make the case, because this will embarrass Wisconsin, and he needs to go out and literally make sure that every person in Wisconsin understands that.
And so is that, because I know as of Tuesday night, Ben Wickler and the DBTW, along with other, you know, politically aligned groups, have pledged already $4 million to try to get the word out on this. And so, like, is that, as of right now, the only recourse to this? Because we've already seen that the Judicial Committee has said, has dismissed the complaints, but that doesn't, like, that doesn't really, it seems like, and I'm not a lawyer, hold any bearing on whether or not they can proceed in the assembly with this. And so is the only recourse for this is just a full-fledged awareness campaign for everyone who's willing to talk about it, so there can be people who are outraged about it can also know that it's even happening?
Well, I think Ben has done a really good job of setting the narrative. And one of the things Democrats often fall into is that they fight on policy while Republicans build narratives, usually around fears. Ben has done a great job of saying what's at stake and what's truly at stake: democracy, that this is, you know, holding a nuclear football to the separation of powers between branches. And it's left Brian Schimming basically, whoa, Democrats are whining, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's hard for them to fight that. But I think ultimately what this is going to come down to is, you know, there's probably 15 legislators, Republican legislators, spread out around the state. And what it's going to take is Republicans as well as Democrats standing up. And, you know, kind of to the point again, you know, that starts with Republicans asking themselves, if the Democrats were doing this nationally or in the state of Wisconsin, would I be outraged? And if your answer is yes, then you should be outraged that your side is considering doing it. And you need to say to those legislators who can be persuaded, I will oppose you if you do this.
I have a question for you as far as what would you say to someone? Because we had a caller in yesterday who I think I probably could have handled better, but I didn't because I was fairly riled up. But who thinks that she should not have said that? And saying she should not have answered the question where she thinks personally that the maps are rigged and that there is a cohort of people who believe that she did do something wrong, including, as I heard him defend, our mutual contact, Bill McCaution. I heard him last week defend this position that she is unfit to be on the court because of something she said before she was even elected. What would you say to those people to convince them otherwise?
Well, I would start with the fact that she certainly, here's the question that I would have back to Bill and the rest of them. Should the legislators, any legislator who has made a comment that she should be impeached before she was elected, also recuse themselves from voting on this particular issue? Because if Bill wants to go down that path, I can find at least six or seven on Twitter early on who, before she was elected, saying, well, we'll just impeach her. Yep. So the idea, and second, Robin Voss made similar comments that about the map. He didn't use the word rigged, but in reality, the idea that they would make that determination anyway, given the fact that the people who have the most vested interest in the case are the legislators who would basically be saying, we're going to remove you over this case, mm-hmm. it really doesn't hold water. I get the idea that they would spin that. I get the idea that they're hurting, that they've been losing elections in the state of Wisconsin, when for a long time they won elections in the state of Wisconsin. But instead of doing the hard soul searching of looking in the mirror and saying, what is it and why is it that we're losing elections? Maybe the fact that, you know, that women who need reproductive health care have to go out of state. Maybe it starts there. They need to take a look in the mirror, but they don't want to do that soul searching.
Well,
and so all they're left with is what about?
And you brought up Brian Schimming before. Brian Schimming came into the GOP, and I read the article last year. It's like he wants to revamp the ideas. No, there's no sacred cows. And the only thing they've done now is switch their idea on early voting. All of a sudden, now it's a thing we mm-hmm. must do. But while he's doing that on this side, you have Robin Voss on this side, and it's poisoning everything Brian might try to do to help rework the GOP in the state and actually win elections. And that's a big problem, too, that they're facing. They're going up against each other. And Brian is saying, vote early, and then he's saying, impeach Janet. Like, it's not going to work for them. It's just shooting themselves in the foot.
No, and here's the other thing I'd say to our mutual buddy, Bill. You know, our former mutual boss, who he ran and got 170 of seven. I think he won all 72 counties. Tommy Thompson used to say, you know what? Democrats run around the state sucking on lemons and whining and saying, everything's terrible, everything's terrible. That's what the Republican Party has become. And that's what Bill's doing when he's complaining about rigged elections and pro-state.
That's actually a good question. Have in your time since leaving the Republican Party, being part of Lincoln Project, have you talked to Tommy Thompson? Have you talked to him about the state of the party that?
No, never about the state of the party. I think I've seen Tommy once.
Because it is interesting for me to come back. My dad worked on, I think, his finance committee for one of his campaigns, and so I remember that way back. But like, how different the party is, and how well liked Tommy Thompson was, and even if you didn't like everything that he did, how much that was a core part of how people talk about him. And that mm-hmm. style of politics, of that he wanted compromise, he wanted cooperation, he wanted to be liked. And how far we've fallen that it's like, you just need 50 plus one. So my last go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you could still do that. I mean, I think you could make a case that Evers hasn't done as much as he should have in terms of reaching out to Republicans in the way Gretchen Whitmer has, for example, in Michigan. But, you know, that Tommy... You know, Tommy's first people he reached out to when he was thinking about Milwaukee public schools were African-American legislators in Milwaukee. Where can we find common ground?
All right. Well, that went by way too quickly. We're going to have you back as this issue and others continue to develop. But Trygve Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, so happy to have you here and happy to collaborate on these issues and hopefully keep them from happening. So thanks, and come back anytime.
Thank you. All right. Well, ask me back. I'll be happy to
I will.
Back.
Absolutely. You know. All right. We'll be right back after the break with the Autoglass Now giveaway.
All right.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows around 52, overnight under cloudy skies, northerly winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 67, tomorrow mainly sunny skies and calm. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 49. Mainly clear skies and quiet Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 72. With daytime highs approaching 73. 70, chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 55.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board, and we want to give you $100. So the first three callers, we're going to have you call in 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. And we're giving away a $100 Visa card. So we'll have to email it to you. So we'll have to get your information. Greg will get your information on the phone, not on the line. So it's basically, it's sponsored by, thanks to Auto Glass Now. So listen to the sound of glass breaking for your chance to win a $100 Visa gift card sponsored by Auto Glass Now, which you can always check out the Waukesha location on East Moreland Boulevard and for all of your auto glass needs. So we were thinking, like, what's a fun way? How do we do this? Is it just a trivia question? Is it asking you, the last time you had to get your windshield fixed? But that seemed like it could lead to like really crappy stories that would not be very uplifting. Yeah. So simply,
oh, so cold.
I was just trying to. Stolen.
I was trying to stab comedy that night.
And so we're going to take the first three callers. You're going to tell me what you're going to spend the $100 on, and then I have the very hard job of taking into account all three, and then I will choose who I arbitrarily think has the best answer for what they're going to spend their money on. And don't be mad at me, and please keep listening for the other two who I don't pick, but that's fine. So we are going to go with Greg. Who do we have first?
I believe we have Ross. The phone lines are lit up, so I didn't even get a chance to screen all of them. So Ross, if this is Ross, we're putting you on. What would you do for $100? What would you do with $100?
This is Mary in Wauwatosa. I'm not sure. I am Mary Ross. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
So, Kristen, I appreciate your spirit on the air, and I think Crew has a real talent for finding effective radio show hosts, and you're an example of that. So instead of spending $100,
thank you, Mary.
I would. Hi, are you hearing me?
I am hearing you. Sorry, I was just saying thank you. So instead of spending $100, but I cut you off. Sorry.
Yeah, so instead of spending the $100, I would want to gift my, if I was fortunate to win it, I would want to gift my card to an organization, a Waukesha organization of young people called Blue Sky of Waukesha. I've heard some young people interviewed on Civic Media, and I was really impressed with its focus on supporting voting rights and democracy. So I would want to lend a hand of support to this great organization.
That is a great way to spend $100. You really know me. You've been listening to the show as far as how to pull on my heartstrings.
You raised that bar, Mary.
Exactly. All right, Mary, hold on to the line. And so we're going to take the next caller. Greg, who do we have next?
We have Tom from Grafton. Tom, what would you do with that $100?
Hi. Well, I have some friends up in Neenah-Menasha, and he just purchased kind of a retro vehicle, one that he had owned years ago, a 1980 Subaru Brat, and he's all thrilled to get it. So I was going to go up there and visit and bring up some food, some brats and stuff like that, and some soda and chips and stuff, and spend the money on that.
It's a good friend.
Are you going to help him with the car?
No, he's a mechanic by trade. It's kind of a celebration. He's been hoping to find a unique vehicle like that, and he said he had one as a teenager, so he's all thrilled to get it. It's like kind of a cute little car, I guess, but it's pretty old, a 1980. But I saw it before he bought it, and it's in decent shape for the age, I think. Not something I'd buy, but he's thrilled, so that's what I spend the money on.
All right, fun. So spend it on like a nice boys' weekend to keep him company while he's working on the car.
Yeah, well, he had to get the wife's permission, so you know she's involved too. to spend $5,000.
That's always good. It's always good. You can consult with your wife. We appreciate that. Tom, where are you calling from?
Grafton.
Grafton, great. All right, Tom, hold on to the line. We got to take one more caller, and then I will decide who I think should get the car.
And finally, caller number three, Dave from the Shaw. Dave, what would you do with that $100?
Good morning, everyone. Kristen, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Good. So mine's, like, I hate to say it, it's a little bit more selfish, but my wife is a public school teacher here in the school district of Waukesha. It has been a very long week and a very long decade for her teaching in the district. And I would just love to treat her to, like, a massage or a haircut or something like dinner out. Because she gives so much of her time and energy and so much of herself to her kids and to public education. To be honest, the first lady who called, I would probably choose her, but I couldn't help but call you and give at least a shout out to my wife because it's just been such a long week for her adjusting to the school year. And I would love to be like, hey, surprise, honey, I called in and I got a gift card for you to go treat yourself to whatever it is you feel like. But listen, I feel bad for the other two callers because, like, they have fantastic ideas as well. And so I don't want to take away from theirs because theirs are so good as well. But
I know this is why I have the hard job, right? I'm the jerk. I'm the sphincter this time that I have to choose between the three of you.
So tomorrow afternoon at 11:30, when you do, am I the sphincter? Is it about this?
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. I think we have guests tomorrow, so I'll maybe get out of jail for free tomorrow. Avoid this. But thank you for the call, Dave. All right, give me a second. I got to go through. So Mary is going to donate $100 to Blue Sky of Waukesha, which is young people and the civics organization. Tom from Grafton is going to spend it on brats and beer and go spend time with a friend as he works on his old car, which sounds very awesome. And Dave wants to treat his wife, which as a pregnant woman right now, that's my heart just melted. And she's a public school teacher. And this has been a very hard week, I think, for especially when we think about Waukesha and the busing. What?
I was going to say, Dave dropped off. Dave, where are you?
Oh, did he drop off?
He dropped off.
Well, if he dropped off, he may have just disqualified himself.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if he dropped off the phone, because I was going to say, as much as I like Tom's idea, my heartstrings have been pulled between Mary and Dave. But if he dropped off, I think we're going to go with Mary.
All right.
Mary and the donating the card to Blue Skies of Waukesha is our winner for today. But don't worry, we're doing this four more times. I mean, I get to do it two more times, but then even when Jane takes over from my maternity leave, we're doing this for the next 4 weeks. So you will have another chance to win. We may change the question. Maybe we'll keep the question the same. But thank you to everyone who called. Mary, stay on the line. Greg's going to get your email and all of your information so we can send you that Visa gift card. And when we come back after the top of the hour news, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here for a public service announcement. Don't go anywhere.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio.
You're listening
station.
To the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media
News.
App.